Well, that's particularly gloomy, isn't it? But that gloominess, that idea of a long defeat, is at the heart of everything Tolkien wrote. And it's at the heart of the idea that he then brings up in On Fairy Stories about how that gloominess can be transformed into something more important. But before I go to On Fairy Stories, let me talk very briefly about Tolkien's other blockbuster academic piece, The Homecoming of Berchtnoth, Berchtwald's Son. This is a very strange essay, in that it starts out as an alliterative poem imitating Anglo-Saxon. And it's supposed to be the follow-up to the Anglo-Saxon poem, The Battle of Maldon. Now, that poem is about the English being defeated by Viking invaders. What happens is the leader, Berchtnoth, an earl, leads his men to the shore to fight the invading Vikings. And the Vikings, the only way they can get ashore is to cross a narrow causeway one at a time. Each time one of them walks across, an Anglo-Saxon kills him with a spear. It's really efficient. The Anglo-Saxons could be killing Vikings until the cows come home, and it would work out. But then Berchtnoth, tactical genius that he was, allows the Vikings to all cross over at once, because the lead Viking says, "Let us all come and have a fair fight, and then it will be a more glorious battle." Berchtnoth says, "Sure, what a great idea." Lets the Vikings come across. He's killed almost immediately, and all his men are slaughtered. Now, for the longest time, and even in Tolkien's old work on this poem, the idea was that the Battle of Maldon showed northern courage. It showed the idea that you would be brave, die on the battlefield, refuse to give up once your lord was killed. And this was celebrated by lots and lots of people. Pretty much by everyone, actually, until Tolkien comes along and writes this weird essay. In it, Tolkien suggests that Berchtnoth had no right to let those Vikings come across, because as much as he wanted things to be more glorious, he was responsible for the lives of his men. This is also significant because it shows Tolkien's kind of evolving anti-war sense that's going on in the 50s and continues through The Lord of the Rings. Even though The Lord of the Rings is very much about war, it's also about the horrors of war, not about the glories of war. But furthermore, Tolkien suggests that the reason Berchtnoth did this is that he'd read too much Old English poetry. And that Old English poetry had twisted his mind into thinking that it would be glorious to die rather than it would be glorious to protect his men and protect the countryside that he was sworn to do. This is important because it suggests that Tolkien's ethical perspective has developed since he started doing this work, since Beowulf, The Monsters, and the Critics even. And he argues also that Beowulf shouldn't have gone to fight the dragon by himself, that this was a bad idea, and it ends up leading to the destruction of Beowulf and his people. That's a big change from what he said. Now, I bring this up as a lead-in to On Fairy Stories, because those poems, Beowulf, The Battle of Maldon, and many of Tolkien's earlier works, are all about loss. They're about men and all their works shall die, that in time the monsters win. This very much fits Tolkien's idea that the only salvation can come from outside the world in the form of God. And I'm not going to belabor that point, except that this is sort of in miniature what happens. The elves cannot possibly defeat Morgoth and the Silmarillion until the godlike beings come in and help them. There's help from the outside of the world.